Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 13th of January 2025. Today's topic is God has no equal. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 verses 25 through 27. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Key verse, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. In mathematics, we often use equality sign, equal. It is used between two numbers or terms that have the same value. That is, what is on the left side of equality sign has the same value with what is on the right side. As with numbers, so it is with human beings. There are many human beings that are equal in status, intelligence, achievement, and even stature. This is because we are product of the Almighty God. It is only the Almighty God who created all things that has no equal. God cannot be compared with anyone or anything. The men who breathe the air made by God cannot be equal to God, the life-giver. The children of Israel acted foolishly by trying to compare God to the lifeless idols of the surrounding nations. God has no equal. He is greater than all the so-called great men of this world put together. He is greater than all your troubles, greater than all the pains, and greater than all your fears. Call his name first in every problem, and he will prove himself mightier than all your circumstances. Prayer for today. Lord, you are greater than all. There is no one to compare with you. Amen. Further reading, Exodus chapter 15 verse 9 to 12. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.